Mornings.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Out of the I formation. Peters moving in motion. Jones rolling to his right. Now looks back to his left. Now in trouble. Jones scrambling. Going to the end zone. It's good to Peters, who went up and made the catch. And the two-point conversion puts Arkansas up by 71-63.
Wow. Yeah,
that's the great Paul Leals, one of our calls there. Playing a little bit of Paul's calls and Roger's songs.
Yeah.
And look who we have on the show on the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline there, Roger.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network.
Yeah.
He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, PB.
Hey, boys, how we doing?
You're doing good, buddy. How are you?
Doing good.
We missed you last week. And but glad to have you back this week. I don't know about where you are there in the Boston area. What do they call it, like a Tri-City area? Does that have some kind of a nickname? Like what's the word that they use for Boston as a description? City of the something, or what do they describe Boston as, or your area?
What is it? They would say, I mean, technically, because grew up in Everett. You know, it's sort of like a greater Boston area.
Yes.
Is what they call it. No. You know, they've called it the hub.
Did your mom or dad used to make you lunch, Pat? We were talking, that's a study out today, how many hours a week that a parent may spend preparing his child's lunch. You know, some people who don't eat the school lunches, they have their lunch prepared by their parents. What about little Pat Bradley? What was the scoop with him?
Little Pat Bradley.
She made lunch every day. Ham sandwich with mustard. Ham and mustard sandwich every day.
You go chips? Go and chips?
Then, no, she wouldn't do that. I mean, it got to the point maybe where I was, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, it was two sandwiches. And I was the milkman. So when I was in school, what you could order, you could get school lunch. And occasionally I would get some potato puffs. We used to call them potato puffs instead of tater tots. And so in the morning you would go and you would buy your milk. So it'd say 25 cents. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd buy like full of those little milk cartons.
Nickel.
And so you get your ticket. And then right before lunch, I'd go to each classroom. I'd collect everybody's tickets. I'd go down. I'd get all the milk ready for everybody so that when they would come through for their lunch, I would deliver them their milk, either at the table or in the classroom.
Look at you. You're the milkman. Yes.
I was the milkman. Me and Gino Covino were the milkman for the school. But when I got to high school, we had a little bit more freedom, right? You could go outside and there were two food trucks, or you could stay in the cafeteria, get food there, or you could bring your own lunch. My mother still made turkey sandwiches for me, a couple of them. But what I would do is, by this time in high school, I wanted to venture out and get a little distant thinking in there. So I would trade my turkey sandwich for what other kids would bring. Or what they would buy. If they bought like a calzone or they bought a slice of pizza, I would give them my turkey sandwich and I'd take this.
Nice.
It's a good little system.
I like it. I like the negotiation.
Soldering tool.
I did.
And the kid who used to cut my hair, he used to charge $5 to give you a fade. I would give him my turkey sandwich and do it for free. That's how I bought my haircut.
Pat would give up his turkey sandwich for a fade. High fade.
How old was the kid cutting your hair?
He was good. My Lamb was his name.
How old?
How old was he?
Oh, he was in my grade, so...
It was just in his blood. He was just a hairdresser in the beginning.
Hello. Sophomore, junior. I had two buddies of mine who used to carry their clippers around, and they used to give people...
That's funny.
In the locker room. And
that's funny.
It was, you know, it was the thing. Yeah, I mean, you can't really... I mean, you can screw up a fade, believe me, but you got to be, you know, I mean, you got to, like, probably be really messed up.
Do you know what those kids went on to do, or did they go on to cut hair, or what did they do?
You know, fun, interesting. My Lamb is doing. He went on to. He was college, and he's going to be a businessman now. But the other guy that used to cut my hair, he went through a variety of different things. But at 50 years old, he's getting back into the haircutting business.
Hmm.
And so, but what you got to do in Massachusetts, almost everywhere, if you need to be licensed, you got to pay and go through like a 6-month sort of class. But interestingly enough, his father, growing up, owned a hair salon. And when Patti LaBelle would come in town, he used to do her hair.
You know, there's always.
Can you imagine that?
Always, you know, what, 6 degrees separation? Is that what it is?
Let me put it this way.
That's the story his father would tell. So it might have been Patti LaBelle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because everyone was Italian down there, so it's probably Patti LaBelle.
I like it.
And he just said Patti LaBelle.
I did want to, there was some NBA news. The legendary NBA coach Don Nelson died at age 86. It's funny, I forgot, guys, and I don't know if you guys knew it. He won 5 championships with the Celtics as a player. I did not know that. Did we find if he coached Sidney?
He did coach for Milwaukee for a while.
Yeah, I thought he coached Sidney Moncrief, Pat. I was telling the guys that. I'm pretty sure Roger and I remember that, in addition to Dallas and Golden State. And as a matter of fact, he coached the first year Steph Curry at Golden State, which is pretty remarkable. When he retired, Don Nelson was leading the NBA in career coaching wins, just ahead of Lenny Wilkins.
Wow.
And then of course, Popovich came and passed him. So is it Popovich 1 and Nelson 2? Is that what it is, Christian?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow. Well, what a career. What do you remember about Don Nelson, really? Pat?
Well, I do remember just watching the old Celtics, bunch of documentaries, obviously, and knowing that he was on the team and the impact that he had. And I think he was, so he got there, and I knew he had coached the Celtics, obviously, and they were the end of the 70s, I guess right when he left, right before Bird came, they were having some rough times.
Did he play much? I don't remember him being in that rotation. Was he in the rotation of all those great teams or no?
They retired his number.
I think he
was
a player.
I mean, those teams were stacked, Baz. Because, you know, there weren't as many teams, and the rules, and Red Auerbach was such a genius and maneuver picks and trades and stockpile talent, and those teams were just so stacked. They would have, I mean, it was common for those teams in the 60s and 70s to have, even I guess the 50s with Cousy. I mean, it's like 7 Hall of Famers on one team.
Well,
I mean, 8 Hall of Famers on one team.
Well, listen to this. So Nelson played 11 of his 14 seasons in Boston and was on 5 Celtic championship teams under 4 different coaches. So that would have been, what's his name?
Probably would have been
Russell was player coach.
Russell? Red
Auerbach, Russell. And then Hines. Is it not Hines? Heinsohn?
Tommy Heinsohn. Yeah. It would have been Tommy Heinsohn.
Tommy Heinsohn.
And who was the fourth?
Was it Jones didn't do it until the 80s, right?
Who's that?
Bill Fitch. Might not have been. No, it couldn't have been Bill Fitch.
Check on those years. Here's the deal. He became an assistant coach in Milwaukee after retiring as a player, then took over after Coach Larry Costello resigned 18 games in the 1976-77 season. So, Raj, that's right there. You know, Sidney would have come out that following year. Nelson coached the Bucks for 11 seasons, starting in 1976 and won 7 consecutive division titles. So, yeah, he was there in Sidney's heyday. Mm-hmm. He was there, you know, obviously in all those championships, yeah. So, or at least the division.
He was there in Sidney's heyday.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the when he was with the Mavericks, you know, in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. that's obviously when most of my memories of him are, obviously, because, you know, that's right around the time, high school, college, and that kind of thing.
It says,
and then his son has a nice career.
I was just going to say
his son.
Donnie Nelson.
So it says his fast-paced offenses were probably best on display with the Golden State and the Run Team
MC
era, featuring future Hall of Famers Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullin. Nelson spent 11 seasons over 2 stints with Golden State. The first one was punctuated by a rift with rookie star Chris Webber, who was traded away a month into his second season.
Wow.
And so anyway, of course, I mean, that shows you how long his career was. He even overlapped Steph Curry for 1 year. And Steph Curry said, one of the big reasons I was drafted by the Warriors was because of Don Nelson. The story is he never liked rookies, but from day one, he challenged me and gave me an opportunity to be myself on the court. Taught me a lot during our one season together. I'll never forget the night he became the winningest coach in NBA history in Minnesota. So what a career. Pretty darn cool career.
Sure is.
Yeah. He's a lifer, man. Lifer.
Yeah, 86 years old. Roger, I was looking by the way, we're going back through some of our youth. I'm handing Roger my computer, and it shows the G.I. Joe space capsule.
Wow.
See that, Roger, where the G.I. Joe would fit in there? And then also there looks like there's a little space center.
Look at what an only child gets.
And then see the two big boxes?
I do.
One of those is the Cowboys and Indians little
it's
figures.
A carry-on.
Yeah, and then the other one is the Army men.
Yes.
You know, and so,
they're
forts. Yeah, they're forts.
Oh, my God.
How cool is that?
Wow.
Yes.
That
picture, I was probably, how old did I look like him in there, Roger? Five or six?
Maybe a little old, yeah. Maybe seven. Six, seven.
Good old days. We were also talking today, everybody's going back to school, Pat, this week and next week and last week, but a lot of parents.
Look at the shotgun there. You got the shotgun.
Yeah, you got the rifle in there.
Look
at that big G.I. Joe box.
It's
huge. Do you still keep any of your stuff from, as a kiddo, Pat? Any of your toys or things back from?
It's terrible that we had all the G.I. Joe, He-Man, and obviously all the wrestlers. I remember we had all the WWF wrestlers, Big John Studd, Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
We had the ring that they could do the wrestling in the ring.
Yes.
I don't have any of that stuff.
I know.
Now,
I'm so disappointed.
To be fair,
yeah.
We probably played with it so much that, like, the guy's leg fell off. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I do too. I think my mother gave it away. I think that you either tear it up or you give it away. And now I look back and go, wow, she never gave it away.
Yeah. What were we? We didn't know we should keep things. Because our parents didn't keep anything.
I know, because we didn't want it. It's like Toy Story. It's like Toy Story. Remember in Toy Story, they give away the toys at the end.
We were looking for the new stuff.
A couple of things.
Knievel action figure. I had him in the white and the blue suit.
We're visiting with Pat Bradley, brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, in Cabot, of course, and our good friends over at Bath Fitter. We appreciate them.
You know what happened a lot back then? And I know you still see a lot of yard sales and things like that, but
that's right.
The churches, I always remember the church, like all the churches that I went to growing up, they would always have, I don't want to call it a yard sale, but you'd go to the church on a Saturday morning or whatever, and everybody would sell. We used to call it a bazaar. I don't know if you guys know.
I've heard of that, yes.
I remember the bazaar.
We didn't
pronounce it that way, but we called it the same thing.
And I think that you'd bring your old toys, your old jewelry, whatever you don't use, and basically you'd be buying somebody. So you go to church the next day and you see some lady in your mother's old jewelry. But I mean, that's probably what happened to all the toys. I remember my brother sold out Nintendo that way.
Listen, I have a few of like this talking football game and a few other things that I have. I have them because I rescued them from our own bazaar, our own garage sale. Because I'm going, what are y'all doing selling my stuff? This is my stuff. It had price tags. It put price tags on it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not going in the sale.
It was traumatic.
You sell this right. Give me back that. Give me back my son.
If I could go back and find those G.I. Joe, I'd fight for them.
Oh, my gosh.
The toy story.
I had Geronimo.
Someone says your friends, Pat, they're cutting hair in prison now is what they say. Rebecca said she's always heard Boston called Beantown.
Sure.
Yep. And so I don't know if I'm looking for the nicknames or like the Tri-City area.
The moniker.
The moniker that sometimes.
Well, y'all called it. What was the names that you called it in the movie The Town? And what was the name of the gangster? What was all the Southies and things like that?
Southies,
Yeah, the Southies and wherever Petey and Little Petey were. Where were those guys? Where were those gangsters that you took me to?
Those are the North End. So Southie is South Boston, and that's more like Dorchester, where New Kids on the Block and Marky Mark is from.
And where's Affleck and Damon Bend from? Yeah.
They're originally from Cambridge area.
Okay.
Which they think they bounced around a little bit, which is that's part of Boston.
Then on the outside, we called it all Beantown. You guys had Southeast, you had Dorchester, you had this, you had that, you had the other guy. You guys had all that, all of you that lived in that area. We just called it Beantown.
Right. It's the city of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
The city of neighborhoods.
Just think of being in that kind of deal where there's that many people. The odds of success spread around there, you know, they have to be pretty good for athletes or billionaires or whatever, the singers or whatever to come out of there. So it's pretty cool that.
Well, in that movie, The Town, and in the movie with the Departed, you hear all those neighborhoods.
I need to watch The Departed
once or twice.
I need to watch The Departed again. Last night, by the way, Jessica, she had never seen Michael Clayton. And it's one of my favorite. It's so darn good, Michael Clayton. So, but back to The Town, and what was the other one you mentioned? Departed. Yeah. I need to watch The Departed again. That was so good. That's right up your alley, right, Pat? That's right. They speak your language.
Oh, yeah. They had it. You know, it's interesting. It's loosely based off
Infernal Affairs.
Whitey Bulger and John Connor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bulger is the main guy, right? In the
Jack Nicholson.
No, you know what I'm thinking of?
That's Jack Nicholson. So Jack Nicholson's character is loosely based off Whitey Bulger.
Right. I'm thinking of the other one. I'm thinking of where he's a ruthless killer. Who was that one? The one that Johnny Depp plays?
Black Mass.
Black Mass. Who was that? Who was he?
Bulger. He was Whitey Bulger.
That's Bulger, too.
That's Bulger.
Both are Bulger. Okay.
That one is Bulger. In The Departed, it's Frank Costello.
Right. Okay, Frank Costello is Jack.
Yeah, but that's based off. It's the same concept of Nicholson's character was a mob boss, but he was an FBI informant, and Matt Damon's character is loosely based off John Connolly, who is the real life. I mean, it's all based off the Whitey Bulger, John Connolly, FBI, the Irish Mafia things. But Black Mass is made off of the book that was written accurately about Bulger.
Well, he's a scary guy.
Yeah, and the guys you took me there to see that we saw, Petey and Little Petey and those guys, were they part of Bulger's group?
No, that's who Bulger was ratting on. So Bulger was in bed with the FBI to try to get the Italian mafia.
Okay.
So he was getting scoop on the street of what the Italian mafia was doing. He was feeding it to his informant in the FBI.
Well, I knew, that these guys that you set us up with, because we were doing it, and I remember the bar, whatever the restaurant was. I don't know if your sister was working there, or at the time, it was one where you could open up the windows to the restaurant.
Rico.
You see the street. You remember doing a show there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those you guys did it at the Florentine. I was there.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought, Christian, I thought at some point we weren't going to see Roger ever again. Roger walked off with Pat and two other gangsters. I thought we're never going to see him again.
Because, it was just like from the movie Goodfellas. He goes, No, no, no. Go down. Just go a little further.
A little further.
Just around the corner. Just go around the corner. No, I'm all right. No, go. Go down the little. No, I'm all right, Petey. I need to get back to the show. Just a little bit. A little bit.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Pat. By the way, too, Roger, Beanie and Cece, the seasick serpent.
Cecil, rather.
This is right here. Cecil, the seasick serpent.
That's him.
That's
Beanie
it.
Beanie and Cecil. So Beanie was a little boy.
We were talking about that guy. Was on the some of the lunch boxes. Yeah, back to school, baby. It's time, Pat. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting ready for football, cheerleading, bands, concession stands. It's that time of the year. Razorbacks up there trying to see how good they're going to be, PB. But anyways, that everybody's going back to school. Teachers are getting ready to do their things that time of year, man. Do want to thank Bath Fitters and Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat every week. Great to have you back on Mondays, Pat.
Yeah.
We may move you for the fall. We may move you for the fall. We'll see.
All right, we'll talk. I'll be seeing you guys soon.
All right,
okay,
buddy.
Then. All right, Pat. See you, Pistol. Say hello to your mother for me.
See you, buddy.
We'll do.
We'll see if we can get John Thompson on the phone real quick. I'm going to try to figure it out. He's the new defensive coordinator, 70-year-old defensive coordinator at Parkview. Not we'll get him more. Don't go away. It's 9:30.
Darius Howard is on the left side. Now Matt shifting him to the right side of him. Matt back in the shotgun. Matt takes, keeps the football at the 30, 35, 40. Jones at midfield. Ole Miss 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Arkansas. Slam dunks the football over the goalpost. The flag came down, but I'll tell you what, nobody's going to care. 72 yards on the run by the great Matt Jones.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Twins 4-3 in 10 innings. Pitcher Jacob Mizorowski struck out 9 to give him 204 strikeouts and 129 in the third innings. He's the second fastest to reach 200 strikeouts in a season in MLB history. The only pitcher faster is Spencer Strider of the Braves, who surpassed 200 strikeouts and 123 in the third innings in 2023. In the National League West, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 4-2. Los Angeles has lost 8 of their last 9 games. In the American League, the Rays continued their winning ways, getting their AL best 71st win, winning their 6th straight game by beating the Mariners 4-1. While elsewhere in the AL, the Athletics got their first series win since mid-June as they beat the streaking Red Sox in 2 out of 3. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Get ready for a very hot day and a very hot first week of school here in Central Arkansas. The Little Rock will top out at 100 degrees today, and this afternoon we'll have a heat advisor, meaning the heat index can be 105 and higher this afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny, no chance of rain today. Tonight, clear, very warm with a low of 76. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at lifewise.org. LifeWise.org. homeowners.org.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at CertaPro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. If painting's on your list this year, now's the time. Spots are filling up fast. Call CertaPro Painters or visit CertaPro.com and reserve your project today. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabin Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabin Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabinOutdoors.com. Transform your life in just 20 minutes twice a week. That's exactly how it works at Max Strength Fitness, the ultimate anti-gym. No mirrors, no music, just private one-on-one strength training in a temperature-controlled, sweat-free studio. Efficient, focused, and it works. If you're 40 or older and want to get stronger, protect your health, and feel like yourself again, this is it. Check out their new location in West Little Rock at Canis and Autumn. Claim your two free workouts today at MaxStrengthFitness.com. Max Strength Fitness, 20 minutes twice a week, guaranteed.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
We lost to the tide. I won't run and hide or act like I don't really care. The hurt just won't go. I hope it don't show. I'm about to pull out what's left of my hair. Now it ain't no surprise. Have tears in my eyes, but they are from joy, not pain. So I'm asking you to cheer a big whoop pick stew. Our Hawks will be winners again. Put a smile on your Razorback faces. By the grace of God, Arkansas had birthplaces for all of us. Stop with all the fuss. Now, I'm not one of your welfare cases. We'll get more titles in our trophy cases. So put a smile on your Razorback face.
Wow, 2016. Woo, woo. 10 years ago, Roger. Holy mackerel.
Wow.
So what year was that for Bielema? Was that second year? I've been going 14.
No, that would have been like third or fourth. Yeah, wasn't say, yeah, was that his last year at Arkansas?
Yeah, you know, and in those days,
yeah, that might be
it,
right.
It was labeled a year ahead of the season. So that was probably 2015.
Let's
go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline. I read a story this morning, read it yesterday, Roger, about John Thompson, who is an Arkansan. He actually was born in El Paso, but I think he grew up, we'll find it in a second, grew up in Arkansas. But anyway, coached in Arkansas, coached for the Razorbacks, coached really all over the place, really a 40-year coaching career. He was with me in 82 as a graduate assistant, came back as defensive coordinator with Houston in 2000-2001. Was at Arkansas State, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Florida, you name it, he's been there. But now he's back at age 70. At Parkview High School as a defensive coordinator, John Thompson. Morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. Why'd you have to say the age, Bass? You could have left that out.
Man, it's crazy. Time flies.
How are you doing? Great to hear from you.
I'm doing great. So great to hear from you. Now, you were born in El Paso. I don't know why in my mind I thought you had an Arkansas upbringing to some point, but I was wrong on that, right?
No doubt. But my dad, I was just there for a couple of months, and my dad was a high school coach. We started out in Hughes, went to McCrory, Wilson, and then I went to high school in Boston. Well, I'm a pure Arkansas.
I thought so.
I'm so thrilled to be back.
Yeah.
No. I didn't. I didn't leave until after I'd been with you at Arkansas in 82. I left with Sam Goodwin and went to Northwestern State.
Yeah, the
in 83.
You played ball at UCA back in the 70s, is that correct?
Practiced a whole lot more than I played, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's okay.
I was on the team, but yeah, I was with UCA, and then right after that was with Johnny Outlaw at went to Arkansas, won a state championship there, and then got lucky, and Coach Holtz let me hang around there with Don Lindsay and Mike Collison.
Oh, yeah. Right year.
You and Billy Ray, it was really the start of my career. I am so thrilled, grateful to be back in Arkansas.
Yeah, you know, you look at the list of schools we mentioned: Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, South Carolina. You were head coach at East Carolina in the right after you left Arkansas, 2003 to 2004. Memphis, Southern Miss, Louisiana Tech, Northwestern State. I mean, Georgia State, Texas State. I mean, you have coached a ton of football, John. And some might say, well, man, aren't you ready to rest and relax a little bit? But no, you're going to come back out and help these young kids.
I thought I was. I moved back to Arkansas and people that are from here and go and then come back. Arkansas is so unique. I mean, the bond that everybody has in this state is really, I think I'm qualified to say it, is unlike any other place. I mean, whether it's Florida or the Carolinas or Texas or whatever, just, you know, everybody has the same bond, and it's like a big small town or a small big town. I don't know what it's like, but everybody knows each other. I moved back and I didn't know what I was going to do, but just, I was playing golf every day, and Coach Bobby Bolden called me from Park View and said, you want to come over here and coach D-line and teach history? And for some reason, I said yes and couldn't be happier. Couldn't be more happy about it, and just jacked to be back and coaching. And we got some really good, you know, some good kids, and that's what's that's really what it's all about.
Well, the game has changed a little bit since you started coaching in 82. Even trickling down to the high school, where high school players are getting, you know, money to play and promise to play in colleges. And I've always heard, you know, kids, you know, the game may have changed a bit, but kids are still kids. I don't know if that's it. I guess you're going to find out, because I know that I saw where on the list you coached in Georgia for, I think, 2017 and 18. But now it's changed a bunch since then. Just a different kind of deal with NIL and transfer portal in college, and it just feels like a wholly completely different set of rules than what we're used to and what you're used to all your career.
Well, it has, and I don't know that it's you know, the value of coaching. The best thing to me personally about coaching is the ex players. I mean, you and then, you know, the hurt with Billy Ray, you know, last week or a week or two ago, and the things that the ex-players, the relationships that you build through the years, and you're with those guys, and it matters so much. Now I'm not sure you get that in college. You know, it's so transactional. I mean, if they're getting paid, you can't blame them. And they deserve to get paid. Now, I don't know if they deserve to get paid as much as they're getting paid, but,
yeah,
you know, the NCAA kind of took advantage of them for decades and decades. Now it's fun. But now these guys over here at Parkview, I've only been here a week, and just getting to know them and know their names and not getting them, you know, getting them all confused. But it is, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And you know, players are players. Young people are young people. And I'm really thrilled to be here. Really excited. Very excited.
Yeah, obviously, the Bolding name has obviously been around a long time and super successful. And you know, they know how to, the Boldings know how to coach. So that's a good thing. And speaking of, I mean, just think how much defense. And by the way, if you just joined the show, we're visiting with John Thompson, a longtime coach from the state of Arkansas, who grew up here. coached in a variety of different places. Mm. You've been in so many different programs. What kind of defense is John Thompson going to run? Are we doing the Don Lindsay all over the place, creative outside the box, or are we going to do more traditional? What's the defense you're going to run with?
You know, I think it got misprinted. I'm the defensive line coach.
Okay.
I am not the defensive coordinator.
Gotcha.
We've got a Jared Chandler who is from Barton and played at Arkansas State is the coordinator, but this comes in, but this is Bobby's defensive, but it's an attack. It's very sound, but it's a get after you defense. And you mentioned Don Lindsay and what a unique guy he was. I talked to Coach Lindsay last week, and a lot of what I believed in football was from Don Lindsay. You get players, you put them in the right spot, you cut them loose, and you let them go. And that's what we're going to attack. We're going to come at you, it's a fun defense. We're young and undersized. But I'm telling you, we got some guys on defense that are going to get after it, play hard, come get you. Really, I think we're going to be really physical, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. I'm going to try to help us get a little bit better, and we'll see what happens.
We just wanted to get you on. Listen, you and I have sort of stayed in touch over the years. Like you said, it was tough to see, you know, losing Billy Ray. Of course, we've lost Donut. You know, Teddy Morris is gone. I mean, we just think of the number of guys Milton Fields, he's gone. But
I wasn't aware of that. That's what's being gone. That was my first year in college, and I was big guy. I didn't know what the heck was going on, and with some real legends. I mean, what you did and what you're doing now, and hey, there's nobody that, I mean, just to talk about Billy Ray a little bit, there's nobody in my 40 plus years of coaching that I think loved the game of football, practiced, always had fun in practice, had fun in the game, talented, just really, and all of you guys, I mean, that was special. I still say one of the most electric game that I've ever been in, and it's probably close to 600 now games. But when we played SMU in the old Cowboy Stadium, whatever that was called, and they tied us, and they tied us. We didn't tie them, but when they tied us, kicked the field goal, trying to win it.
Yep.
That was with Gary Anderson and Eric Dickerson, you know, going at it, and that's still one of the greatest memories I have in all football was that game.
Oh, my gosh. What a great environment that was. You had the stadium was about split down the middle, the Cowboys Stadium, about 30,000 for us, 35,000 for them.
Yeah. I remember running out on the field and thinking, I can't feel my feet. You know, I'm just running on that. I mean, that is so vivid to me. And that was that was quite a while ago. People, but the players on that team, Gary Anderson, my goodness. David Basil, my goodness. Those guys like that. But it was really fun, and I'm just glad to be back home. To be back home in Arkansas and look forward. I listen to you guys every morning coming on in up here on John Barrow.
I love it. Listen, these kids don't realize how lucky they are to have a coach that's coached football. Oh, my gosh. Think of the number of players and defenses and games. So much experience. It's mind-blowing to think. Now, listen, not all of them have gone perfect. Some of them have been great, some of them not. But the experience that you have, that you get to teach these kids, and they're going to learn. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be great. All right, well, listen, we'll stay in touch, John.
There's a lot of... A lot of mistakes in those years. And maybe I should just eliminate the mistake. So, hey, thank you. And great to talk to you. And look forward to seeing y'all. And appreciate you.
All right. Best of luck to you this year. Thanks. I appreciate it, buddy. John Thompson, everybody. Coach Thompson. Not the John Thompson of the Hoyas, Georgetown. No, different size for sure on that one. Amongst other things. But he's a great guy, great coach. Don't go away. 9:45.
did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he bought a mini treadmill. Is walking on it during video conference calls more distracting than he thought? Yes. And is that because he overestimated his foot-eye coordination? Definitely. But it's Logan's savings, and if he wants to burn calories and any chance at a promotion, we say, good for you, Logan. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Unlock the savings at Boost Mobile and save up to $600 a year. I've been scouting these big carriers for a minute now, and I've seen them pull the same play 1,000 times. They promise you the world, then hit you with a price hike right when the game gets tight. But Boost Mobile, their $25 a month unlimited wireless plan is the most consistent player on the floor. No contracts, no price hikes. Unlock the savings today at BoostMobile.com/unlock.
Based on average annual single line payment of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile customers compared to 12 months on the Boost Mobile unlimited wireless plan as of January 2026. For full offer details, visit BoostMobile.com.
August is here and the heat's not going to quit, y'all, and neither should you. Look, if you're over 40 and the heat's taking a toll more than it used to, it might be your testosterone levels declining. If you want the energy, vitality, and endurance that you used to have, go to FixMyLowT.com right now and book that free T-test today.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
When your truck can't perform, the whole job slows down. Powers, Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock specializes in Muncie PTOs and pumps, hydraulics and vocational truck systems that keep your fleet working hard. From refuse trucks to utility and construction equipment, they're experienced team delivers reliable repairs and quality parts fast. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll help reduce downtime and keep your crews moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Cam Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
Arkansas Brides, make your wedding show experience unforgettable with a VIP ticket. Join us Sunday, August 23rd at the Statehouse Convention Center for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show. VIP guests receive an exclusive bride t-shirt, tote bag, custom labels, special swag, reserved seating, and early access to the show. These limited VIP tickets are available now at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com. Start planning your dream day with Arkansas wedding experts all in one place.
Out of the I formation. Peters moving in motion. Jones rolling to his right. Now looks back to his left. now in trouble. Jones scrambling, throwing to the end zone. It's good to Peters.
Roger Scott, song of 2026, opening song, debuts win. Roger, would be next Monday, next week?
Yes, it'll be next week. We'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Yeah, of course, you know, we announced the Touchdown Club Thursday. Ryan Silverfield speaks to the Touchdown Club. We've already pretty much said that. He's always the Razorback coach is always the kickoff, so it's going to be whatever day. Is that 24th? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I look forward to that.
So maybe that week, maybe that morning you roll it out.
Maybe we roll it out that morning.
Yeah, the day of that Touchdown
Club.
Well,
usually the first one is not the first. Yeah.
So the week of the first game is the week following.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and then we'll have another one after that. So the first one's always, you know.
It's a generic usually.
It's a generic and happy. We're thinking positive. Let's, you know, we're going to have the greatest season ever.
I'm not. I see. Although, if you would be doing. Yes, another week after Silverfield speaks. It's a week after that. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show.
I understand you're negotiating with Bill Vickery to put some of
Yes, how about that? I think that would be a great idea. We hadn't mentioned birthdays today. Jimmy Dean, Roger. Jimmy Dean.
Got a little bit of Jimmy
Dean. Big Bad John.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Also, a little bit of this right here. Where is it? Uh-oh, my bad.
It's no secret why Jimmy Dean sausage tastes great. Authentic, whole ground spices, not oils or extracts. And it's a taste that you can only get with Jimmy Dean.
I wish I could tell you how I feel about a morning like this. Wake up, feel just like a tight pair of pants, ready to rip. And you say, Lordy, I hope everybody in the world feels as good as I do this morning. And I honestly feel that way about Jimmy Dean sausage.
Let me tell you something. I love Jimmy Dean sausage.
It was big. That's a great endorsement.
It's still some of the best.
It's pretty good.
Oh, ever. And then you mentioned this guy earlier.
He should be on his medal.
Jack Haley, the Tin Man. He can sing.
Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had.
Who knew the behind the story? Story of with Wicked.
Yes, Christian. Only Christian. I have to ask him. Surely you give Wizard of Oz a 5 of 5.
You have to.
You don't. You don't have to.
But you do. Just from like a historical point, it's so important.
It's so well done for a movie that was shot in the 40s?
Yeah, the colors. The music, everything.
Oh my gosh, just outstanding.
The tornado is still, but the producer, tornado in that scene, it still looks a little bit better than
Twisters.
Well, then the parting of the Red Sea
is amazing.
Well, it's a technical achievement.
Special effects in that in the '40s.
The producer before me on the show said he had never seen this movie, and why would he go watch The Wizard of Oz? It's so old. And to that I say, do you actually like movies?
Yeah, it's one of the best movies ever made. Are you kidding me?
It's a classic.
Great story.
What about the Odyssey?
That's right. What about Bobby Hatfield, Raji Dodge?
Bobby Hatfield,
One of the Righteous Brothers. A little Unchained Melody there. Which is bigger? You've Lost That Love and Feeling or Unchained Melody? Both are big.
I think You've Lost That Love and Feeling, but I could be
because
wrong.
Of Top Gun. Top Gun sort of brought it back.
I think so.
Yeah.
Of course, you and I like Unchained Melody better by Elvis.
Yes. Come on, Phil.
No tenderness like before.
And speaking of Elvis, Roger, Patty Austin having a birthday today.
What is the
song that she sings of Elvis?
What is it?
Unless I've got this confused, you don't have to say you're sorry.
Oh, I don't have it.
You don't have to say you're sorry.
You don't have to be close say you love me. Just be close.
It may not be the same song then.
It might not be.
Who am I thinking of?
This chick's having a birthday.
Oh, that's, what's her name?
Well, I think of Goodfellas.
Of course.
Ronnie. Ronettes. Ronnie Spector. Is she related to Spector?
She was.
Phil Spector? Yes.
Yeah, Phil Spector. Yeah.
And whatever happened to that guy?
And then another Goodfellas. This song went in. Little Eddie Fisher.
Yeah.
Little Eddie Fisher. You got through a little Eddie
Antonio
Fisher.
Banderas. Oh. 66 today.
Antonio.
Sorry, Phil.
60. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Phil, just ruining your birthday.
I'm getting information I'm not supposed to have.
You better win today.
You realize how long it's taken me to get used to not paying attention to what the birthdays are or this date in history
I know.
In the morning. I mean, it's like the first information you used to do. I used to look at.
It's almost impossible.
Now it's cheating.
Yes. It's almost a bit. By the way, Leo Fender. Of the great Fender.
I have one of those hanging
in my place that I never play.
Yes. Learned a new song on the ukulele yesterday.
Did?
Yeah,
oh, very
yeah.
Nice.
I'm so
by the way,
I could cry.
And Antonio Banderas, what is the movie you think of when you think
Antonio
of
Banderas, when I think I had a first one.
Mask of Zorro.
I think it's Zorro, although it's not
vampire,
my favorite.
Interview with a Vampire.
Why are you doing Scarface when you're doing Antonio Banderas?
Just because of that.
Philadelphia story. Is it? No, he's not Philadelphia.
Yes. He's in Philadelphia.
Their remake?
No,
Philadelphia with Tom Hanks and Denzel.
Yeah, okay. He's Tom Hanks' lover.
What's happening on the Zone today, Phil?
Oh, it's good to be back. Well, we got sound from the weekend from Chad Lunsford, from Darren Wilson, a couple of the assistants that were talking after practice. No full pads tomorrow, so we'll get into what's going on with the football team a little bit. Also, Dina McCormick is coming by from Celebrity Attractions to preview Hamilton at Robinson Center. And I've had a chance to see Hamilton the last time it came through, and it is just an amazing show.
Yeah, have you seen it, Christian?
I have not seen it live.
Have you seen it, Roger?
Seen a recording.
I don't know if I would I be wise enough I've watched clips of it, and it's sort of, I was on TV. It was hard to understand.
I think you'd be entertained.
I think in person it would be better. You know, being in person, seeing the play in person would be better than seeing the television stage version.
Yeah, I think they did a really nice job with the movie, but it's always going to be better seeing it in person. Always.
Yeah that's astounding.
And listen to me answer Antonio Banderas' birthday on the Zone later on at about 12:30 or so.
We'll be back in studio tomorrow. Roger, great job as we continue to go through our catalog of Roger songs
and Paul's calls. Any Razorback calls. Yeah, we're
great to have Christian back at 100%. Maybe we'll have some singing tomorrow. Ooh. Justin Moore will be with us as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center.